and welcome to Take Two Radio Junior. I'm Pam, and I'm hosting the show today. No Drea. She gets to go out and have fun with her family, and I hope she is having fun. She deserves one day off. That's all she's getting this year. I'm only kidding, Drea. If you're listening, you can have more than one day off. It's okay. It's summertime. It's time to have fun. So I hope you are. Excuse me. But I hope you all have been enjoying your weekend and doing something fun yourselves. Tonight, though, I would like you to spend a little time with me and my guest. I'm pleased to have with me children's author Dina Marie Filippini, and I hope I'm saying her last name correctly. And we will be talking about her book, The Adventures of Precious Penny. And then, yes, Dina will read it live on air for all of you. Welcome, Dina.
Oh, hi, Pam. Thank you for having me this evening.
You're very welcome, and thanks for taking the time to join us today to talk about your book. We're so very happy to have you.
Thank you.
Now, did I say your last name correctly?
Yes, you did. You pronounced it perfectly. Thanks.
Well, thank you for that, because I had such an issue with spelling it.
No, that's okay.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm glad we got that straightened out. So all of you listening out there, when you want to look up Dina and she gives you the information and I give you information, be sure to spell her name the correct way. And it's F like Frank, I-L-I-P-P-I-N-I, Filippini. Spell it how it sounds, right?
That's a good way to look at it.
Well, why don't we go ahead and start out with you telling us just a little bit about yourself. Like, what do you do besides writing?
Sure. I'm a mom first and foremost. I have three grown children. I am a retired healthcare professional. And found myself with an opportunity to spend more time volunteering and pursue paths that are new to me, trying new things, new opportunities, and learning. And that's how it got me to The Adventures of Precious Penny.
Wow, that's amazing. And with having three grown children, you know, you've had your family time. You've had the children time when they're little, and you know what they like. So I'm sure that that was a little bit easier for you to start writing this book, right?
Oh, yeah. I had a very good audience who was very supportive, but also kept me focused and was free with the criticism when they needed to be.
That's good. I mean, you have to know what's working and what's not working. And even if you think it is, somebody else might not think it. So, but, you know, you kind of put it all together.
That's true.
Now, have you always wanted to write, or is this something just, well, you said it was like a new adventure, but was there anything in the back of your head all these years?
No, I think for the start, the idea came. It was, picked up my share of pennies, just filed it away, thought about different ideas and so on and so forth, and having an opportunity to have some time and go down a different path, I decided to let me take those thoughts to paper, and that's how the process began.
Well, I know as a child, I got to ask you if you did the same thing when you were younger. Growing up, when I saw a penny with the head side up, I would pick it up, and if not, then I didn't pick it up because I was told that was bad luck. Have you done that before? Have you heard that before?
Yes. As a matter of fact, when I see it tails up, I turn it around so the next person will find it heads up. So I wind up touching the penny anyway, but if it tails, I flip it. So whoever finds it next will find a heads up penny.
You know, that is great. That's wonderful. I never thought of doing that. And so listeners out there, if you do see it and you don't want to pick it up because it's tail side up, flip it for the next person, pass it on forward. You know, that's great. I love that. Now, what inspired you exactly to write about a penny?
You know, I with the kids, and over the years, you know, I would find coins in just like bizarre places. And I would always say, you know, I'd put them in a particular bank that we had on the shelf in the laundry room. And every once in a while, I'm like, now, how did that get there? Where did this come from? What's it doing over here? And, you know, thought just stuck in my head. And I decided to, hey, let's run with this a little bit and let's see where we can take it. And that's how it started.
That's great. I know, because we all have things in our head, but a lot of us don't think to put them down in a story like that. So I think you were meant to do this.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, did the title of the book come first and then the story, or was it the other way around?
I think the character came first. To me, she came, you know, I wanted her with a big pink bow. I had her name. And then as the story unfolded, I then just stuck with the adventures of Precious Penny. But I always, I think from the very beginning, I named her. And I just referred to her as that. So I figured she definitely needed to be in the title somewhere. And then...
Yeah. I understand that. That's good. Now, I read the preview of your book on Amazon, and I'm really excited for you to read it, you know, out loud for the kids that are listening right now. So why don't you go ahead and read it for them, please?
Absolutely. Okay, The Adventures of Precious Penny. Precious Penny was very excited. She had just been told that she'd been the special coin selected to speak at this year's annual meeting of coins and bills. As the big clock in the bank chimed seven times, everyone found their seats. Welcome, everyone, to the annual meeting of Coins and Bills, said Dollar Danny. It's my great honor to introduce Precious Penny, who will be our speaker for today. Precious Penny stepped up to the podium as the other coins and bills applauded. The adventure stories were the best part of the meeting, and everyone was thrilled that Precious Penny had been selected to share her story. Precious Penny cleared her throat as she looked around the room and then began to speak. My 49 cousins and I were all given to the owner of a candy store, she said. The store's name was Nothing But Sweets, and all it sold was candy. Precious Penny sat with her cousins in the candy store's cash register all morning long. That afternoon, a little redhead girl named Betsy came in to buy candy. I remember that Betsy purchased one yellow lollipop, one red lollipop, one green lollipop, and one purple lollipop. She handed the owner a nickel, and all of a sudden, I was lifted out of the cash register and given to Betsy as change. She just stuffed me into her sneaker, and off we skipped to the park with her mom and bag of treats. Betsy played with her friends and shared her candy with them. We had so much fun riding on the swings and playing tag. I stayed in Betsy's sneaker the whole time, even while she played in the sandbox. When it was time to go home, Betsy's mom lifted Betsy out of the sandbox and sat her on the bench to wipe off all the sand. When she removed Betsy's sneakers to shake away the sand, I had no idea what was happening. All of a sudden, I fell out of Betsy's sneaker and landed in the tall grass near a park bench. From that day on, I lived in the grass and watched children play in the park, Precious Penny told the other coins and bills. Then one day, the grass was cut, and I was sucked into an old rusty lawnmower. The inside of the lawnmower was very strange. It had lots of cuts and blades of grass, old pieces of paper, and small pieces of broken toys bouncing around it. But I didn't stay in that lawnmower bag very long. That very afternoon, I was dumped into a lot on Main Street and thrown into a big pile of mulch. I lived in the mulch for almost 2 weeks until there was a heavy rainstorm. It rained so hard that the lot was flooded with puddles. I rolled away and landed in the biggest puddle of all, she explained. The inside of the puddle was cold and I was all by myself. I didn't like it very much. But the next thing I knew, I felt the ground begin to shake and a big black boot stepped on me. And wouldn't you believe it? I stayed stuck to that boot until it wiped me on the mat of somebody's car. Precious Penny remained on the dirty car mat and traveled to various places. While she was in the car, she was able to listen to all kinds of things. Sometimes she listened to music or a baseball game or even nursery rhymes. And sometimes she would just listen to a little boy, Tommy, talk with his mom and dad. Her favorite time of the day was when Tommy sang along with nursery rhymes. One afternoon while the car was being cleaned, I was picked up and placed in the car's coin holder along with several other coins who weren't pennies, she said. While I was in the coin holder, I often became very sad, since I was never used for anything. I wasn't needed for any of the parking meters and was never given his change when Tommy's parents treated him to lunch at the fast food drive-thru. One day, while Precious Penny was listening to Tommy talk to his dad as they waited in the car, Tommy became very fidgety and climbed into the front seat. He began playing with all of us in the coin holder, she said. When his dad told him to stop playing with the coins, Tommy put me in his pocket. His pocket was very dark and warm. I came to like going places with Tommy. He took me along for walks with his mom and dad. We went to the movies, and sometimes we would run around in his backyard. I even got to go to school with Tommy. I loved listening to the children laugh and play and miss their voices during nap time. When it was too warm for jackets, I would just hang out in the closet with all of the other coats. Here, Precious Penny smiled. All that changed the day Tommy squirted his juice box on his coat. The morning had started like a typical autumn day. Tommy had worn his coat to school, and Precious Penny stayed in his pocket, waiting in the same cubby where he hung his coat up every day. But this day was special, because the children were going to have their snacks outside. Precious Penny started to giggle. Tommy just squeezed his juice box a little too tightly and squirted grape juice all over his coat. When he came home, his mom took off his dirty coat and put it in the washing machine without checking the pockets, she added. Being in the washing machine was amazing. There were suds and bubbles everywhere, and the spin cycle was so fast that it was like being on an amusement park ride. When the cycle stopped, I fell out of Tommy's coat pocket and landed on the bottom of the washing machine. After all the wet clothes were taken out, I was picked up and put in a big blue-and-white piggy bank sitting on the top shelf in the laundry room. For the rest of the year, Precious Penny met many other coins who were added to the piggy bank. She made friends with Quincy Quarter, Daisy Dime, and Nicky Nickel. One afternoon, while I was sitting by myself listening to all the other coins talk, I met Harry Half Dollar, she said. They quickly became friends, and Harry told Precious Penny that she can call him by his nickname, 50 Cents. 50 Cents told me he could never leave the piggy bank since he was too big to pass through the hole at the bottom. Still, he told us that we shouldn't be sad because one day someone would empty the piggy bank and bring us back to the bank. For weeks, Precious Penny wondered if she'd see her cousins again. And although she enjoyed listening to the other coins describe their adventures, Precious Penny missed living at the local bank and wanted to go home. The washing machine was used every day, and over time, more and more coins were added to the piggy bank. We were all enjoying a quiet afternoon, listening to the soft hum of a dryer, when all of a sudden we were lifted off the shelf and carried away, she said. Before any of us could prepare ourselves, the piggy bank was turned upside down. We all rolled around inside the bank, and as we were being shaken through the bottom, we all shouted our goodbyes to Harry as we fell out. One by one, the coins were picked up and placed in a bag. Soon, they all left the house with Tommy's mom. Precious Penny and the other coins now became very excited. They remembered what Harry had told them about someday going back to the bank. Precious Penny was particularly excited at this. She couldn't wait to see if any of her cousins had already come home. As the bag was emptied into the coin machine, Precious Penny happily rolled through the coin counter. She couldn't wait to introduce her friends to their new family. Taking a deep breath, Precious Penny stepped away from the podium one, and everyone began to clap and cheer. She saw many of her cousins waving to her from their seats and couldn't wait to hear all about their exciting stories. Precious Penny was home. She was very happy to be there, but knew it would only be a matter of time before her next adventure. The end.
Wow. I can't even tell you how much I just love that book, and I cannot... for the life of me, believe that is, I can't believe this is your first book. Honestly.
No, it is.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that was amazing. I loved it. It was such a sweet book. It made me smile. It made me go, aw, inside, because I didn't want to say it out loud while you're reading. And I love that you made the coins like people.
Oh, thanks.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Now, I have to ask about the illustrations in the book. How did that come about? Did you do those or did you have somebody else?
No, the process that I went through with self-publishing, I was given a catalog of different children book illustrators. and I spent time going through their portfolio, and I came across an individual. I liked the way he demonstrated the characters. I liked the expressions that he used on the individuals, and I selected him to work with me, and we worked closely. Believe it or not, everything was online. But I knew what I kind of wanted the characters to look like, and it would be me describing it, and then I would get the storyboard back. And there all of a sudden was Harry, you know, with his beard and his glasses. And there was the big pink bow that I described about to be on Penny, and how Quincy Cordle looked with his glasses, and Davy Dime with his baseball hat on backwards. So it really, I was fortunate that the individual that I had selected, he was able to come through with the characters and give me exactly what I was looking for.
Wow. And what emotions ran through you when you saw the book finally done and put together?
Mixed. I think I caught my breath when the draft came back to me in final form. I caught my breath and I'm like, oh my God, you know, that's me on the cover. That's
yeah.
My name. It was truly a happy experience. Very, I enjoyed it. It was a long process, but holding it in my hand, it was a road well traveled, you know, just to see the finished product. At that point, I wasn't sure if I cared enough that people would enjoy it or kids would like it, but the fact that it was finished, I said, okay, now we're going to go the next step. So it was very encouraging to actually then see it in hard copy.
Well, I have to tell you, it's one of the best children's books that I've ever listened to. I really honestly mean that. I have four kids myself, and I now have grandchildren, and so you can imagine how many books I've gone through. So I'm really telling you from my heart, that's one of the best books.
Oh, I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Now, do you do any book tours? You know, do you go to the schools and stuff like that, and are any book stores?
I just started the process. The book became available on Amazon back in this past February. It's also available as an e-read. I think that came later on. I made it a point that I wanted to give back, so I made sure in my hometown that every local public library got a copy. I've taken it to, I volunteer at a reading program at one of my local schools, and I made sure copies were available for all the kids that participated in the reading program. I just started, I had an opportunity to do a book signing and reading at historic Richmond Town here on Staten Island. And I've done a couple of others thus far. So I'm just, I guess, in the infancy stage or the growth stage, you know, the first part of, okay, now that it's written, now I got to put my feet to the pedal in, you know, promotion and marketing and all of that. So it's a slow process, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, it sounds that way. Are you learning as you go as far as promotion and marketing?
I like the movie. This is like a new area for me. It's virgin territory, an area that I haven't gone down, especially from the writing perspective.
Right.
But, you know, it's very encouraging when I had the opportunity to do a reading and have the kids come up and hold the book and ask me to sign their book, and they wanted to talk about Precious Penny, or we talked about where they found their coins, and for them to tell me where they found a penny. It's really been enjoyable. I've enjoyed every minute of it thus far, so I'm not viewing any of this as a chore at all. It's just been a lot of fun, and it's been an experience.
I would imagine. I would definitely imagine that. I mean, it's kind of like, in a way, when I started doing my radio shows, like the first time I listened to one of my shows, I'm like, that's me on there. So I know what you mean by that. And sometimes still to this day, and I've been doing this for a few years now, you know, I still get that once in a while. I'm doing this. I interviewed that person. Oh my gosh, this person's going to be on my show. So yeah, but it's all worth it. And I don't get paid to do it. I do it because I enjoy it. I enjoy giving promotion to, authors as yourself on this show, and then I have another show, Take Two Radio, where I interview actors and directors and writers and such, and you know, help promote whatever they have going on. And then I also have my music show that I do, and I help promote unsigned artists' music and do interviews with them. So you really have to enjoy that, to have that many radio shows, let me tell you.
Sounds like it, and I'm glad you do.
Thank you. Now, do you have any ideas in your head for another book, or are you going to wait until you kind of settle down from doing this one?
You know, I did. I had a couple of other ideas. You know, their thoughts on paper. Every once in a while, I'll go back to tweak it. But I feel I owe a lot to Penny, you know, a precious Penny, that
right.
I want to see this, where this can lead, you know, where this can go. So there are a couple of ideas, you know, and every once in a while when I find a coin, you know, even when amongst friends and family, we laugh and joke about it. I'm like, okay, what are we going to do with this one? And, well, how are you going to write this into the story? So there are some ideas out there, but right now I figured let me focus on Precious Penny.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Get this one going. And I think you're going to be very successful with this book. When you do write another book and it's ready to go, you know, you're always welcome back here to read that book as well.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Also, why don't you go ahead and share with our listeners where they can find you and the book? You mentioned Amazon, but I believe it's available in other places.
Right. There are expanded distribution channels, so you can get it at Barnes & Noble. You can get it in the store, but they do order it for you. You can get it BarnesandNoble.com. You can even order it directly through the website, TheAdventuresOfPreciousPenny.com. You can get it directly through a direct link into Amazon, as well as independent bookstores can order it for you if you want it. I haven't gotten to the point where I believe it's on shelves yet. I guess that's a goal of mine. But right now,
right.
I know it is available. If you go in and ask for it, they will order it, or you can get it specifically yourself online.
And as far as social media, you're only on Facebook. You're not on Twitter, right?
That's right. No, I'm in the infancy stage. I feel like it's come a long way. Precious Penny has a Facebook page. It took me a while to get there, and you should have heard the stupid questions I asked when I first started this process. But she's got that, and I realized social media has a very significant role, so I think I have to do a little bit more down that avenue as well. But right now,
right.
She's just on Facebook.
Okay. So, and all they have to do is put in The Adventures of Precious Penny, and it comes right up under Facebook, because that's how I found it.
Yes.
And I looked, believe me, I looked on Twitter, because, yes, social media is incredibly important for things like this. You get it out to so many people that you'd be amazed about how quickly it can spread. So when you have a chance and when you have somebody to help you out, once you get the hang of it, it's really very easy to do. And you can connect your Facebook and your Twitter accounts together. So if you tweet something, it'll post to your Facebook or vice versa. So that way you're not doing double the work.
Well, thank you for that education. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I didn't have too much knowledge myself once I got on Twitter. Facebook was a thing that I held off, first of all, for about maybe 6 months after I joined, and then I finally started getting on there with some friends and figured that out, and then Twitter was the new thing, and got on there, and I thought, what the heck is this? What are, you know, and then everything has to be abbreviated, and because you only have 140 characters to write something, and you think that you're only going to write a little bit, but once you start writing, you're like, oh, wait a minute, that's not going to work. So then you gotta start doing things like that. Abbreviation, you know, talking in a language people, only Twitter people understand these days. So, yeah, it's
fine. I know
fun.
I have a lot to learn. It's not going to be a short learning curve, but I know I have a lot to learn. And I'll get there. I think I'll get there.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine, especially if you have kids that are on it. Those are the ones you go to teach you to do things like that. They know everything.
Yes,
so,
they do.
I want to thank you so much for joining me today, Dina. I enjoyed speaking with you. It was a lot of fun. And again, I wish you much, much success with your book.
Oh, thank you so much, Pana. I appreciate the opportunity of sharing it with you this evening and your audience. I really do.
You're very welcome, and I know they enjoyed it as well. And for any of the listeners that are listening right now, you can listen again to this show because it goes on podcast after the show is over. And you can do that on Blog Talk Radio, or you can go to take2radiojunior.com, and that's with the number two. I have The Adventures of Precious Penny under the children's author section with all the information that you'll need to be able to find the book. And the Facebook page is on there as well. So if you're on the go and you want to listen while you're in the car or something, you can also listen to the story again on Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, and iTunes, all for free. So with that, I'm going to let you go, Dina. You enjoy the rest of your Sunday and keep in touch, okay?
I will. Thanks again, Pam. Have a good evening.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, kids, I normally make my announcement for my next guest or for Drea's next guest or our next guest, however you want to put it. But I haven't scheduled anybody yet. I'm going to work on that shortly. There's been a lot of things going on at home. I've been very busy, so I haven't gotten around to it, but I'll get it done. In the meantime, you can go to take2radiojunior.com, like I said, for upcoming guests, previous podcasts, children's authors, and more. And I hope you will join us again when we have a guest scheduled. If not, Drea could just do a regular show, which she hasn't done since we started, playing music and telling her own stories and such. We'll figure something out. Don't worry, we'll be here again. And don't forget to like our Facebook page at Take Two Radio Junior and follow us on Twitter at Take Two Radio Junior. So thanks again, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk again soon. Bye-bye. God bless you.